Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, the more recent wine regions that have come into development very early become infatuated with Cabernet Sauvignon because it's arguably the most important red grape in the world. But once they get past Cab Sauv, they discover there's something else called Cabernet Franc. And they look into it a little bit and shucky darns, it really is pretty good stuff. And we're seeing a lot of Cab Franc emerging from around the world. Hugh, you had a chance to take a brief tour. Tell me what you found.
Yeah, Cabernet Franc is I think a really important grape. It's definitely one of the major grapes of Bordeaux and in the classic Bordeaux blends. It's actually one of the parent grapes of Cabernet Sauvignon, because Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Franc are what ended up turning into Cabernet Sauvignon, but that's a different story. It's usually in blends, but it's also produced, and we're seeing this more and more as a standalone varietal. It's slightly lighter than Cabernet Sauvignon. It has an intensity, though, that brings out, when blended, the best of Cabernet Sauvignon. I think Cabernet Sauvignon, without a little dollop of Cab Franc, just doesn't have as much there. As a standalone varietal, it's probably best known for the Chinon area in the Loire Valley. But for this show, I decided to seek some examples of Cab Franc a little off the beaten path. So first, from the Mendoza area of Argentina, the Catena 2018 San Carlos Cabernet Franc. The Catena family have been vintners in Argentina for well over 100 years. And this wine comes from their historic vineyards in San Carlos. The wine is deeply extracted, fruity, forward, and smooth. It's got bright red berry flavors with notes of spice, fresh herbs, and just a touch of cedar. So it's all sort of fitting to what you would expect. This is a pleasingly friendly wine and would do well with hearty foods, stews, and braised dishes. It's a crowd pleaser for sure at $23.99. From Virginia, the 2018 Pollock Vineyards Monticello Cab Franc. At $29.99, it's a little on the pricey side, I thought, but I thought the wine was really interesting. I wasn't expecting this, so I was surprised and pleased. The Piedmont area of Virginia, and indeed the entire Mid-Atlantic, is beginning to emerge as a source of really good quality wines, and this is certainly an example. The winemaker is Benoit Pinot, who was trained and has worked in Bordeaux, Australia, California, and now Virginia. So there's definitely a little bit of structure there to support this wine's production. The wine is bright ruby with forward dark fruits, note of pomegranate, a touch of subtle oak, and a nuance of black pepper. Opulent, long finish. This is a very pleasing and approachable Cab Franc. And last, from the Collio region in Friuli in Italy. This is about as far north and east as you can go and still be in Italy. I tried the Feluga family's 2018 Russi Superiore Cab Franc. Russi Superiore is the estate name. This wine is lean but full on the palate, featuring cherry berry flavors with peppery notes and a subtle, almost salty, savory quality. The tannins are assertive and dry, but they should soften in time. I'd like to revisit this wine in about 3 years. Sells for about $34.99. Now, my pick of the week this week is going to be the Pollock Cab Franc out of Virginia. It's just such a good opportunity to see something coming out of the Piedmont area in the Mid-Atlantic. That's why I had to pick this wine, and you're gonna enjoy it, because I sure did too.
Sounds great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.